On this weekend, actually.
Really?
Big Brother final, Fame Academy launch, Pride, and then going down to maybe Heavy Drink.
What's Pride?
Remember that thing that's going on, that trail where...
Oh, is that the one with all the bare-ass fellas?
Yeah, I'm thinking of not doing that, really.
Mark and I described it as a bare-ass demo, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's the woman on the advert says it's a load of high-heel-wearing, chiffon-wearing, ballet-dancing, shandy-drinking, gardener-uphilling, bare-assed people.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a little bit extreme.
Mm. So count me in for that, obviously.
So am I right? The Pride, is that Pride, is it called?
Yeah.
And that's Pride. Is that the gay march?
Well, no. There's a festival and Radio 1's going to be there on Saturday.
Right. Do we all have to be gay?
No, not at all.
No. I've got the lineup here if you want it.
Okay, go
there
through
you
it.
Go. Okay. Off Air.
Yep.
Paul Heron.
He's gay.
Princess Julia.
She's gay.
Guy Williams.
He's gay.
Alan Thompson. He used to play for Bolton. He's now at Celtic.
He's now gay.
On Air. Judge Jules.
Gay.
With Boy George.
Gay.
Sonic.
Gay.
The Sharp Boys.
Gay.
And off air is Steve Pitron.
Bye. See, so it's...
bye as in goodbye.
Or is gay.
So is that... Well, I thought everybody had to be gay at Pride, judging by the little advert that Radio 1 are playing.
Exactly.
Will you be bare-assed?
Well, no, but unless that is the dress code, which she suggests it is.
She says it. What does she say it is?
Bare-assed.
And high-heel...
Lip... What's that?
Lip kissing or
that's something
or
like that, yeah.
Kissing.
But so, I mean, you know, if you go to the gay Pride, will you be lip kissing?
I hope not. And then I might go drinking with Dave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were going to Pride.
Well,
yeah. Is that why you're being vague?
You never know.
You're going to Pride?
I can't say. I'm multifaceted.
Will you be bare-assed?
Well, I doubt it.
Why?
Well, you know.
You should be.
Don't want to expose oneself. Not again.
I don't think, by the sound of it, most people wouldn't mind.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll, you know.
Maybe I'll go. Do I have to be bare-assed?
No.
I'd like to be.
No.
I want to, you know them comedy trousers you can get with the fake bum?
Yes.
I want to wear one of those.
Look like a float.
And I'll go around going, I'll do, I'm bare-assed. Now you're enjoying your Pride. There you go, bare-assed. It's nothing to do with Mother's Pride, though, is it?
I hope not, no.
Right. It's not like a Warburton's Gay Festival, is it?
No.
That'd be the way forward, wouldn't it?
What?
Warburton's Gay Festival.
Well, it's what I like. It's a good association between bread and your own sexuality.
Yes.
I don't know. I really don't know where I'm going with this at all. Give me. Who else is Boy? Is Boy George going to be there?
Hang on. Here's me list.
Hang on. It doesn't matter. Let me see if he's...
Good afternoon. What lane, please?
Boy George. Bare arsed.
I didn't catch that. Please repeat.
Bare-assed.
I didn't catch that. Please repeat.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
He's just playing coy like a car, isn't he?
Oh, let's do this one. You know how this works by now. Let's do our executive producer. So it makes us laugh.
Good afternoon. What lane, please?
Fergus Dudley.
Calling Fergus Dudley.
Still makes me...
Fergus Dudley!
Oh, man. That makes me laugh.
Did we ever tell the story of why we think that's on there like that?
Because this is mate, yeah.
We did tell the story, yeah.
Because the mate has to record all that. Obviously goes, oh, that's my mate Fergus. So instead of going, Fergus Dudley... He went, Fergus Dudley. You can't change it, I don't think. The hell of a voiceover session to get him back. Oh, dear. Oh, I can go home now. Had a laugh.
What do we do now? Where are we now?
We're backpedaling till 5:45.
Are we still bare-assed cheek here?
Yeah, why not?
Bare-assed on Radio 1.
Hello, I'm bare-assed, and welcome to the Great Big Pride Festival.
You should go dress as a bear, Alad.
No, thanks.
You know, a big grizzly bear.
No.
Why he'd be more of a koala, wouldn't he say?
I don't know.
I think there'll be enough bears there on that day as it is. I don't think I need to go dressed as one. It's an in-joke.
I don't get that.
I know.
What bears?
Do they go down to the woods?
There'll be bears.
Apparently, if you were... No, never mind.
What, are they gay bears?
I'm really thinking I should back out of this one.
Gummy bears.
Gummy bears, that's the one.
And care bears.
Oh, did you used to see Care Bears?
I don't understand, Alan. What sort of bears will be there?
There's obviously bears at the gay festival. It's obviously open to humans and animals.
Well, when they go down to the woods, they're sure for a big surprise.
Oh, I'm a big grizzly bear.
I'm a big grizzly bear, too.
I like your bear ass.
Is that what it is? When she says bare-arsed, they don't mean their ass is hanging out. They mean
like,
ass is
like a bear.
It's disguised as a bear. It's like bear, in the Big Blue House, or is it like I'm a bear up a tree in Hampstead Heath? Is it bedtime with a bear?
Well, what's a bare-arse then?
An ass on a bear.
Yeah, it's you put like whiskers on it and a black nose, and it goes. Let's move on, shall we?
I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Bare-arsed on Radio 1. Coming soon.
Infotainment.
Something like that. Infotainment, outertainment, I don't know. This is Cosheen. Well, listen, if you want to go, then that's, to be honest, that's your business. I mean, you know, pride and... it's Radio 1 Live. It's Foo Fighters and All My Life. Dave's just discussing about whether or not he's going to go to Pride at the weekend, but he's not sure about the bare-arsed business.
I just don't want to be seen as something of an exhibitionist.
No, I don't think... Because by the sound of it, Alad's going to go.
Right.
But Alad's not going to be bare-arsed.
But you see, I don't want to be the only one there who has my ass on display.
So, well, apparently you won't, because the trail does say...
65,000 hip-shaking, lip-kissing, high-heeled and bare-arsed partygoers.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to be in good company then.
Yeah, 65,000.
Right. That sounds excellent. Maybe I'll reconsider my decision.
It's like a bare-arsed one big Sunday. One big bare-ass.
What an image.
Well, why not?